You have arrived at your destination.
...100th episode of the Sean vs. Wild podcast.
Holy shit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah!
Fuck yeah.
Dude, started off with...
We're so stoked, dude. Dude, that knocked the cough out of you,
yep.
Brother.
You dude, did.
Man, I'll tell you what, listeners, we, Joseph and I, are here on the podcast to celebrate 100 episodes.
Oh, holy fuck.
It's going to peek out the mic and everything. I can't wait for everybody to hear that.
Yeah, especially everybody at work. Like, I didn't know they cursed so much.
Yeah, I know, exactly. Like, I hope the people at work, literally for the first time, like, oh, well, the 100th episode seems like the episode to check out.
Yeah.
And it's the one we just come in red hot with all the cuss words. Sorry, Mom. Sorry, everybody. We're just excited, and don't act like you've never sworn when you're excited.
Yeah, we get a little excited.
But, guys, Joe is joined me in the Smithsonian. I was going to say it's early, but it's about 3 hours later than we expected.
Yeah.
We're not going to only celebrate on the podcast today. We actually celebrated last night, the 100th episode.
And then we're going to celebrate after this podcast.
That's
as
exactly
well.
What we're going to do. We're going to have one of those lost weekend experiences,
yeah, dude.
Like a Koontz's weekend.
Oh, God.
From back in the day. But, I got to address something, okay? It's just been on my mind. So,
mm-hmm.
I went to bed last night, okay? I got an Uber home from the bar, from the celebration.
Yep.
I ate chicken tenders and fries with bomb honey mustard. The honey mustard's the best part.
Yeah, the honey mustard's legitimate.
And then I literally went to bed. And then when I woke up this morning, I was like, I'm going to turn on the PlayStation that's in the living room that I watch YouTube on, that I watched YouTube on last night while I was eating my tenders.
Mm-hmm.
And the controller is nowhere to be found.
I'm thinking you probably...
Dude, it's nowhere to be found. I'm going to need your eyes for at least 30 minutes before we go on to our next party.
Okay.
Because it's not in the couch or under the couch or behind the couch, either of them. It's not on the coffee table, the side table. It's not plugged in. It's not behind the TV. It's not anywhere.
Could have been one of those things where you, like, in a altered mindset... I don't want to say you were blackout drunk.
In an altered state, like it's in the freezer?
Yeah.
Right next to the batteries, the cigarettes, and the coffee?
You're right, yeah.
I had a conversation with my roommate. I like literally called him this morning. I was like, dude, you wouldn't happen to be here and like maybe taking the PlayStation controller, did
He's
you?
Just fucking playing tricks on you.
Yeah, dude. So I felt like I was going out of my mind. And then I sat down and realized, I was like, well, we have two controllers, so it's not really a big deal. But it's just the principle of the matter.
Right, yeah, you want to know.
And I can't wait to find out where it pops up. Like, I can't wait to see where we find it.
You got our lottery tickets?
I have them in the car. That's another thing. That's part two of the story.
Yeah, we don't know if we won yet.
We don't know if we won yet. So, for all you know, listeners, you might be talking to two billionaires.
You're right. Yeah, well...
Co-billionaires.
Millionaires.
Co-millionaires.
Co-millionaires.
You might be talking to the richest people that you know. And if you're asking us for a dollar, good fucking luck, because it ain't happening. No, just kidding.
No.
We'll give you a couple. We'll throw you a buck or two. We'll take you out to McDonald's. You get you whatever you want off that value menu.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
maybe we'll take you to Zaxby's.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Dude. Or Arby's. We'll go broke in fucking no time.
I heard that the last guy that won the lottery went to Arby's and
now he's fucking flat broke.
Yeah, dude. He's homeless now, dude. Yeah. He's just living on the streets.
He died.
Straight up. But yeah, that's another part of the story. So I was like, okay, well, I was like, I have no idea where this controller went. And then I was like, well, where are my keys? And I was like, well, my keys are right here on the coffee table. So I was like, well, now that I found my keys and like everything else is like right where I left it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I was like, well, let me go check on the lottery tickets. Let's see if we're millionaires yet. And I walk all the way outside. My car's not there. And I was like, oh, my car's at Joe's.
Yeah.
So... I had a weird morning, but all you need really is listeners. A great hangover cure is get yourself a Tecate,
mm-hmm.
a ribeye steak,
check,
and a glass of water.
You're straight.
And you're done.
Yep. I went to Walgreens and got a little med pack, and
a med pack.
It was quite the experience.
Did you go to the Walgreens right here by the house or the other Walgreens?
It was...
Because the other Walgreens is pretty sketchy, man. The other one's crazy,
I think. The one on 10th Street?
The other side of 10th Street?
Yeah, that
one's... I feel like that entire other side of 10th Street...
That dangerous.
Yeah. It's weird over there.
TJ posted a comment or a Facebook status about, like, just this very strange conversation he had with this man in Walgreens. I'm like, dude, I'm never going to that Walgreens again.
Dude, that Walgreens and the Hardee's... That's just like two blocks over.
Mm-hmm.
Those are like the, and that Thornton's that's right by the Hardee's.
Yeah.
Those three locations are the weirdest places in Jeff.
Yeah, I'll agree with that. This one.
They might have torn down Industrial Nightmare, but we're living in Industrial Nightmare time you go into pretty those three locations.
Pretty much, man. When I went in there, like I was looking around. So first of all, I got real bad seasonal allergies.
Right.
Or just 100% of the time allergies, it seems like. So I go in, I'm looking for an antihistamine of some sort, and they're all, of course, like $50, and I'm just like, God damn it, dude.
Yeah. I haven't won the millions yet.
Right, yeah, I haven't cashed in my lottery ticket yet. I can't even afford to get rid of my cough and my sneezes.
Yeah.
But, so I found the antihistamines. I'm like, all right, well, Sean mentioned, you know, aspirin, ibuprofen. I was like, I better get some of that, because, you know, he might want some, too. So yeah. I got some of that. I got some Tums.
Tums and conditions, dude. Yeah, dude.
And I get a Monster energy drink. Those of you that know me know, you know, that I can't, you know, make it through the day without my daily Monster.
You gotta have your Monstie, that's
my
for
zero
sure.
Zero cal, zero sugar.
Joe Brock is sponsored.
Zero energy.
You know, I don't even know if Monster Energy provides energy
anymore.
I don't
think it does.
You know what I think it does provide? Worries.
Yeah.
Like, so you ever drink an energy drink and then you just get real worried?
Yeah.
All the time?
Every day.
Yeah.
But going back, I'm standing in line, and of course there's 35 people in line, and this woman, every bit of 100 years old, is just
right.
has held up this line for... easily 15 minutes at this point. And she's sitting there. She's got two big ass gallons of water, and that's all she's buying. And she's putting in her rewards number, but she can't remember it. So she's sitting there like calling people, trying to figure out what her rewards number is to put it in. And we're all just sitting. I'm sitting there like, dude, I'm about to fall over and die. Like, I need to get the fuck out of here right now. And then finally, dude, like a angel descending from the heavens, another fucking employee comes out and opens up the other register, and I literally just cut everybody, put my shit on the register. I was like, I gotta get the fuck out.
I gotta go, dude.
And nobody even questioned it. Nobody even said anything about it.
They probably saw you were on the ropes, dude. They
probably,
saw how bad
dude,
a shape that you were.
Yeah, I was like,
man,
well,
this
dude,
guy's really sick.
I was like, man, I was like, I need to get to Sean's. I need to take this ibuprofen, this Tums, and this antihistamine and crack a Tecate before I am found deceased.
Yeah, before I pass away.
Right, yeah. We were talking about looking in the mirror.
Oh, my God,
and
yeah.
You wake up and you're just like, dude, I'm seconds away from death.
Yeah. Guys, next time that you've
certain death.
Had a night of celebration, when you wake up, the first thing that you need to do, of course, the first thing you're going to do is go to the bathroom. So when you're done there, just take a good long stare at yourself in the mirror. And it's so funny because I was like, Joe, you know, what's so great about it is like your eyes are dark and like your lids are droopy and your face is all red and swollen. Your eyes are red. And it's like, dude,
it's like wandering.
You're cross-eyed, dude.
Yeah.
You got hair coming out of your ears.
You're right.
You got a unibrow. You're wearing Kiss makeup. It's so weird. No,
right.
But yeah, it's just like you look at yourself in the mirror and it just looks like you've aged like 30 years.
Yeah.
And then once you take a shower and like get some water in you, you look like a million. Like you look.
Yeah, you look fine.
Yeah, you go back to looking like the two studs that we are.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you can't argue with that.
But if you ever want to see kind of what you might look like 30 years from now,
just get hammered drunk and wake up.
And look at
try
yourself.
Try to sleep somewhere that you don't normally sleep.
Yeah, there you go.
It really helps.
Really helps.
It helps a lot.
Dude, I hate whenever I have to stay over at a place where some, like, there's cat or dog hair everywhere.
Oh, my God.
Because you wake up the next
God
day.
God bless us all.
And, of course, like, I feel like I'm, like, a hot sleeper anyway.
Yeah.
And it's like, you wake up and you're always, like, just sweaty. Or there's, like, some sort of film that's on you,
you
and
got,
your
you
glasses
got, like, change stuck to your forehead.
Dude, yeah, you got change stuck to your body from the couch, and then you're just like
right.
covered in pet hair.
Yeah,
It's the worst. And it's like all stuck to your face. And
sleeping on a leather couch when it's in a hot room with dog hair.
Dude.
I'd rather spend the night in jail.
I'd rather go to the tank.
At least they fucking got the AC on. You know what I mean?
I have...
It's like, dude. Come on, man.
I have the leather couch. Anybody that's been to the Smithsonian knows what I'm talking about here. But I have some very... exclusive limited edition designer leather couches.
Ostrich.
Extremely
genuine ostrich.
It's made out of kangaroo,
right,
actually.
Yeah, dude.
It's got a little pouch on the side to keep your
remotes in.
Yeah, keep your remotes. I wish I put maybe that's where the PlayStation remote is.
Well, dude, maybe
in the pouch.
And that's a brilliant marketing idea. If nobody has a kangaroo couch yet.
The kangaroo couch, dude.
Yeah, dude.
That's koala with me. I've been saying that in our text at work. Yeah. That's koala.
I love how our thing at work is text the group message, but we spell everything the most ridiculous way possible. So half the time it takes me 15 minutes to figure out what you said.
Yeah. I like too that we basically just say things that aren't like,
oh shit.
I've been just saying like, that's koala.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but instead of saying that's cool, I'm like, oh, that's koala with me. And you know exactly what I'm saying,
yeah.
Using your context clues. Mm-hmm. But yeah, but the leather couches, it's like when it gets hot, like I like to sleep on the couch. I like to take a nice couch nap during the day every once in a while.
Yeah.
You know, once a month, just grab you a couch nap.
I mean,
but
that's every day for me, Sean.
Whoever made a leather couch, man, they need to rethink the engineering on that, because you just get stuck to it. Your face is like red.
And it doesn't matter what the temperature is in the room.
Yeah.
You're going to have to peel yourself off of it if you sit there for too long.
Yeah. And I have a brown leather couch, which basically means like if you sit on it at any point, like it just changes color. Like it just becomes a darker color.
Yeah.
Because anytime it gets like remotely, like if you're sweating or something, there's just going to be a darker brown spot where your head is.
You know, fucking piss your pants. Yeah, dude,
that's just nothing but dark brown spots everywhere.
Wow. Yeah.
So whoever thought about the leather couch?
Yeah, we're about to get a leather couch and it's white.
Oh yeah, good luck.
Yeah. So I'm just
that thing's gonna be tan in no time.
Oh, I guarantee it, dude. And I'm like, man, I got a 3-year-old, and you want white leather? Okay, whatever. Fuck it.
Hey man, at least leather cleans. Well, maybe not.
That's true. That's true.
I don't know.
I really wanted to get a car with leather seats. That way I could like...
That way it would be 1,000 degrees in the summer and 1 degree.
In the winter, yeah. But easily vacuum up, you know, the corn chip crumbles.
My Frito-Lays are...
Dude, she loves like, no matter... She always wants donuts from the gas station. So
who doesn't?
I know, right? And I'm just like, yes, dude, I get it. I need some too, so... We'll stop and we'll get some donuts, and I'll get her a little pack of donuts, and she'll open it up and eat one of them and destroy the other four. And I'm just like, damn it, dude, come on.
Let me ask you this question, all right? Because I'm glad you brought up donuts, because do you remember when those sleeve of five or six donuts were like...
that's the ones I get.
Yeah, yeah, right. And remember when they were like 50 cents?
Oh, yeah.
Because now they're like...
$1.25 or $1.75.
Like, I was going to say, they're like $2.
Yeah.
And
they were 50 cents. They may have even been a quarter at one point, I think.
For
remember.
The longest time, I was like, oh, 50 cents. And then I like looked at them the other day. I'm like, this is like almost $2.
That's like 150% markup.
Yeah, dude.
Like, dude, no, I'm not buying that anymore.
It looks like I got a rate increase here from Hostess.
Yeah,
from Little Debbie.
What the shit?
And I even went to like look for other like brands. I was like, okay, well, maybe just Little Debbie changed their price or whatever. Right. Nope, they
all did. The thing with donuts too is, I mean, they've really cleaned house with that market. You know, you really can't, you know, you can't compare. You can't beat them.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you going to do? Make the same donut? No one's going to buy it because everybody's already been buying this brand for 50 fucking years.
Yeah, exactly.
So
I trust Debbie.
I trust Debbie. Dude.
I trust the Hostess.
I trust Debbie and Betty.
Debbie, Betty, Drake, and the Hostess.
Yeah, and the Hostess with the mostest.
I don't even get Drake cakes or anything. Like
When you said Drake, I thought you meant like the rapper.
Oh, yeah, I trust him too, for sure.
Right.
100%.
Bless up, fam. Get lit.
Get lit. I'll be on that Hotline Bling.
Yeah, dude.
Remember the Hotline
God's
Bling
plan.
Dance?
Oh, dude, I fucking love that music video. And I love Drake. Drake gets a lot of shit for his garbage music, but I love him. I think he's awesome. I love his fucking music videos. They're so good.
I need to get back into the donut conversation.
Okay, yeah, sorry.
I need to get right back into it.
I veered off there. I took a wicked left.
Wicked left.
Uh-huh.
But Which donut flavor do you get?
Easy, chocolate.
Oh, yeah. Man. Easy, huh?
For me, Riley likes the glazed ones, so I'll get her those. Which, yeah. Those ones are pretty good, too. I don't like the white powder ones. Do you like the white powder ones?
Dude, when I was a kid, I used to really like white powder donuts, and then I stopped eating the white powder donuts. I was like, no, these kind of suck. And as an adult, I really like them again.
See, I don't.
My favorite is the crunch.
Oh yeah, dude, those are good. Yeah,
I don't even know what the crunch is. Coconut, maybe.
I don't know. I don't know either. I feel like it's like a frosted flake.
Yeah,
crunched up on top of a donut, which is
like cornflakes or something.
Yeah, which is a great idea if that's not what it is.
Yeah, it should be.
But when I go to the store, when I don't, instead of getting the little sleeve of donuts, when I actually buy donuts at the grocery store, I get. It's like devil's food, basically chocolate inside.
You get the Entenmann's?
Is that what it is? The white box?
Yep.
Yeah. But it's chocolate on chocolate. I mean, I love chocolate. I eat it every day pretty much. So
yeah. Those are the chocolate donuts. And energy drinks. If you want to get you a birthday gift. Listeners.
Give me a pack of Marlboro Menthol Lights, one Blue Monster, some peanut M&Ms. And some chocolate on chocolate donuts.
Yeah, and a Tecate to wash it down.
And a Tecate to wash it to wash down my monster.
Yeah, guys, if you want to send gift packages to your favorite podcast to celebrate the 100th episode,
I live it. I'm just kidding. I'm not gonna give you my fucking address.
Yeah, I live it.
I just got people coming after me, man.
I just got a brand new place, and it's located right here.
Yeah, I got a brand new car.
Just meet us at Hoopsters, guys. That's
we don't live too far from. You'll see us in our fucking Komodo dragons.
Yeah, dude.
Just look for the Komodos.
Just look for two dudes with Komodo, each with a Komodo dragon.
Yep, that's what we're gonna do.
That'll be us,
dude. The internet guy came this morning.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you how that went.
Yeah, it was interesting. He was there for like an hour and a half, and I'm just like, dude, like, what the fuck are you doing?
You do this every day. Yeah, day like, in and day out.
And he's sitting there like trying to start up conversations with me and shit, and I'm like, dude, I haven't had my Tecate yet. I'm gonna need you to calm down. And he's like, what do you want your host name to be or whatever? And I'm like, Komodo Dojo, right off the bat. And Rain's like, no. And I'm like, why, dude? And she set it up as something, and she's like, you can make the password Komodo Dojo. So now everybody knows our password.
Everybody, all you got to do is find where he lives. Here's a free password there. But good luck finding the name of it. It's probably I Love Joe.
No.
42.
I think it's 42.
I don't know.
Maybe.
Why not?
You know what? I'm just going to go say yeah.
It's I Love Joe 23, because that's Michael Jordan's jersey.
Right. And LeBron James, actually, is also 23.
Dude, everybody, I feel like the 23s and 32s get, like, snagged pretty quickly.
Yeah.
I feel like they're always, like, Shaq was 32.
Yep.
And a lot of people are 32.
Yeah, I can't name any other players that were 32. TBH, maybe, like, Steve Nash. What number was he?
33 is pretty popular, too. Isn't that, like, Scottie Pippen and Patrick Ewing?
Snotty Pippen.
Dude, Snot Step.
Snot Step.
That's what we
Snot Wild.
That's what we were after those hot, hot wings.
Yeah,
after
dude.
The FU sauce. I was
dripping snot.
Dude, I was Snotty Shoemaker.
Oh, God. Snotty Shoemaker. Sure.
But, guys, we're here to celebrate the 100th episode.
Oh,
believe it or not.
Fuck yeah.
Believe it or not. And what's going to be great about it, I'm glad that you've tuned in, and here you are already almost 20 minutes into this podcast.
Here we are, already.
We're not going to really feel, I feel like we're not probably going to talk too much about the cast. I feel like we're just going to have a great conversation for a few hours.
Yeah, it seems like that's kind of the way it's going thus far.
Yeah, and
happy birthday, TJ.
Oh, yeah, big shout out to TJ Adcock, old Tug J.
He's 51.
Dude, he is turning 31. He's turning 31, I believe.
He is.
He sent me a text. He's like, man, you only turned 31 once. And I'm just like, I remember when that was me.
I'm not that old yet.
Oh, man. How old are you now, Joe? I remember when you were nothing.
Zero.
I remember.
I'm 28.
28.
Yep.
You're getting up there.
Yeah. This kid at the... I went and got my hair cut the other day, and there was like this little shithead brat bastard kid harassing me about my tattoos. And he was like, man. He was like, dude, how many tattoos you got, man? And I'm like, I don't know, like 4 or 5. He's like, mm-mm. He's like, you're going to regret those one day, buddy. And I'm just like, all right, man.
How old was this kid?
He was like 10. And he was like, how old are you? And I was like, I'm 30. I just straight lied to this kid and his dad.
You're going to regret those one day. Yeah, guess what, kid? You're going to be one of those shithead dipshits. that grow
he
up
the,
to
he
get
had the number 21 in the back of his head. Yeah. And I'm just like, dude, I can't believe your father did let you do that. Like,
yeah.
That looks, first of all, it was a great clip, so it looked like fucking dog shit.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, you're lucky you're only 10 years old to fucking Stone Cold Stone your ass.
I will beat you up right here.
Yeah, dude, I guarantee
I trying to beat up no children.
I don't want
to
beat up no children, but I guarantee I can.
But yeah, he'll probably grow up. Dude, can you imagine? So like, our generation, it was like, you know, I would say like the generation before me, at least, you know, it was cool. Like you had like one tat, like you got like the tribal armband or a barbed wire or something.
Butterfly on your lower back.
But yeah, exactly. Somewhere in the 90s, like getting like tattoos and stuff, like in the 80s, I felt like you could get one tat.
Yeah.
And then like in the 90s, it was like, oh, okay, yeah, I'll get like a band or something like tattooed around my arm. But somewhere in like the 2000s, man, it was like
just an all out fucking,
the whole thing was like, get sleeves.
Yep.
Like you have to get sleeves of tattoos. So like everybody's got like, I feel like around our age, it's got like their arms and shit, like tatted up, tatty blasted.
But now, big tatties.
Dude, next generation, they're going straight to their fucking face.
Yeah, dude.
It's like, I'm going to tat my face, going back to that, my this, hand, this kid, my neck.
Right. This kid was like, man. First of all, like this kid was, like I said, every bit of maybe 10 years old. And he's sitting here talking shit about my tattoos. Like, man, he's like, I don't really like that one, man. What is that? And I'm like, it's an owl. He's like, I thought it was a dragon. And I'm like, dude, I wish it was a fucking dragon. It'd
you
be
know
way
what?
Cooler.
Now that I think about it, that'd be a hell of a better idea.
I was like, actually, you know what? It is a dragon. All right.
Yeah.
Leave me alone. Anyway, he's like, yeah, you're going to regret those one day, man. And I was like, all right, dude, just shut up. I'm just trying to get my hair cut. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
And obviously, I didn't say that to him. But he's like, I'm thinking about getting a tattoo. I was like, what?
Yeah, you're thinking about getting
he
one?
He said he's good. He's like, I'm going to get God right here real big on my wrist and then my kid's name up my arm. I'm like, dude, you're 10 years old. You don't even know who God is.
Yeah.
Nor do you know if you're going to have children.
Yeah.
You might die in 5 years.
Yeah, here's the deal, kid. You keep running your mouth. You're not going to live. You're not going to live to regret shit. Because you're not.
Your life's going to be nothing but fucking 15 worthless years of you fucking having the 21 fucking cut in the back of your head.
Dude, man, you're really heated about that.
He pissed me off.
You're coming in strong on this kid. Kid, if you're listening, man, consider this a warning.
Well,
this is where Joe Brock...
It made me so mad.
Serving up the beef.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, I don't hate kids. Like, I love kids. I love kids.
You have one.
I do. And, like, I love hanging out with kids. And, I mean, I know it's the next
generation.
You're
like the most Michael Jackson person I know.
Pretty much.
You're always hanging out with
kids. I just hate looking at kids and like when they're, especially when their parents are standing right next to them and they're sitting here running their fucking mouth. And I'm like, dude, like do something.
Yeah. Please like, teach your kids
some fucking manners,
some
man.
Respect.
Like, yeah. Like I didn't do that shit when I was that age. She would have fucking smacked me in the face, dude. Yeah.
And if you didn't get it in the store, you would get it when you got home.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And dude. And that's another thing. Like, You can't whoop your kid anymore. You just can't do it.
I don't have kids, man, so I don't know about it. But you can't do it anymore?
Have you been on the internet recently?
That's true. I have been
on
the internet.
It's 2018. There's few things that you can get away with.
That's true.
So,
like discipline or...
Like discipline, yeah.
Or setting a realistic example for your children.
Exactly.
That life is tough.
Right, yeah.
And that you're going to also have to be tough.
And that you're going to be broke as fuck one day living in a shit-ass apartment, and you're going to have a terrible job.
Yeah. Except for us, dude. We fucking nailed that. Our job rocks.
That's true.
And I live in the Smithsonian, and you just got a cool place, the Komodo Dojo.
I was talking about like when I was like 18.
Yeah, that's true. You will have to struggle for years.
Domino's.
Yeah. Dude, I loved Domino's Pizza.
I love Domino's.
That was a great job.
I actually really like that job.
What's funny is like we both worked at Domino's.
My manager worked there, and he's like, dude. He's like, I made fucking bank working there, man. He's like, they pay you like $7.25 an hour. And you get your surcharge and you get your tips on top of it. So
yeah.
I'm like, dude, you make like, I don't know, $30 an hour.
And all
like,
you have to do, listeners, if you're looking for a job,
go to Domino's.
Pizza delivery, corporate pizza delivery is where it's at. Because one, you're getting a minimum wage. Okay. So plus, that's definitely a plus.
Definite plus.
You're getting money, guaranteed money for every delivery that you take.
And every day you just have cash,
and you're getting tips every single day, most days, you know.
Yeah.
But you're gonna get tipped as well for the most part, and on top of that, people order from Papa John's and Domino's and Pizza Hut all the time.
Yeah,
so you're
every other 10 minutes.
You're not slow.
No, definitely not. And when you think about it, you're like, okay, look, if I take 4 deliveries in an hour and I make, you know, $3 or $4 off of each one, you know, or, you know, you always have that one that's like a random $8 tip and you're like, oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Hell
this dude
yeah.
rules.
Yep.
So when you look at it, like, and you work, what, like a 6-hour shift and you're like, well, fuck, I just made $200 in 6 hours. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
And
like,
what'd you do?
Not bad.
I just drove around.
Food to people's homes.
I listened to whatever I wanted to listen to.
Smoked as many cigarettes.
And just delivered the goods.
Delivering yeah. the goods.
Yeah, dude. I thought about
in
actually
the words of Judas Priest.
Delivering... picking up like a side delivery job and just delivering like a couple nights a week just to make a quick $500.
Yeah, dude. That's my advice. That's my recommendation for this week.
Yeah, if you're looking for a job and you got a car, go deliver pizzas.
Bad credit, no credit.
Yeah, dude. You looking for a job?
A good
bad
credit?
Credit, no credit.
Go to Domino's, man. Make it happen.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like Domino's, you looked at the Sellersburg Domino's, right?
Yes, sir.
That was the one to be at.
That's the one to be at.
Especially when Papa John's burnt down. Because there were no other options.
Yeah, man.
You had to get Domino's or Mozzarella's, which Mozzarella's is really good, but it's outrageous.
Here's a big recommendation.
Pizza King.
Yeah, obviously. Obviously, you want to go to Pizza King. If you're in Sellersburg, really, here's the deal. You can go to Sir Dano's. They have a buffet.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And it's
awesome.
Essentially Pizza King.
It is.
And it's a buffet.
Like, fuck Sir Dano's. I'm like, dude, fuck you.
Dude, it's squarely the best.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, it's pizza, man. It's,
yeah.
It's no different than Pizza King. I mean, it's a little different than Pizza King, but it's still good.
Big recommendation is if you are going to go to Mozzarella's, guys, tucked into their online... website. I don't think you can place your order online.
You can.
Oh, you can mm-hmm. at Mozzarella's?
Yeah.
Well, tucked in there is a little page of coupons. It's a static page.
Yep.
It never changes.
Nope.
And you got to get the Big Z, which is the pizza that literally has everything on it. It's huge. It's heavy. And
it'll feed like 15 people.
Dude.
Their pizzas are good
size. And the coupon's like $18. So I'm like, you can get one pizza. It's $18. Me and Critty get it all the time. He's a grown man. I'm a grown man. I can destroy a whole pizza.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
I get halfway through that, and I'm like, I'm done.
Yeah.
And I hate my life.
All right. Yeah, I can eat an entire...
No anchovies.
Yeah. No. I can eat an entire Pizza King pizza, I think, probably. I don't know.
Dude, I tried to eat an entire Pizza King pizza on my cheat day one day,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't. I got halfway through it.
I know what I can eat, guarantee you that, is I can destroy a large thin crust...
From Pizza Hut?
From Pizza Hut.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I absolutely can, too.
Yeah.
I've done it on many occasions. But something about the Pizza King, man. I tried to eat a whole king.
It's a little thicker.
Couldn't do it.
A little thicker.
I got halfway through.
But, I mean, the good part about that is you got some leftover king.
And the good part about it is that a whole stromboli is only like $4 or $5, and it comes with chips. I was like, oh, my God, yes.
Yeah, dude. Yep.
My big recommendations this week are going to be pizza-related, I guess.
Yeah. And the dock seafood.
And the dock, dude.
Yeah.
If you want to rock, go to the dock.
Yeah, dude. If you want the best fish sandwich in town, go to the dock seafood. We are not sponsored by
yeah,
the dock,
yet.
Although that would be badass.
Although, yeah. Doc, if you're listening.
Right, yeah.
Let's work out
And, dude,
something.
I got like the fish for one or whatever, and I was like, oh, sweet. You know, I'm going to get me a little fish sandwich, just fries and a hush puppy. They gave me 2 big-ass pieces of fish, a mountain of french fries, and 2 hush puppies. And I'm like,
it's the best deal in town.
Me, my mom, and my brother all split it. I'm just like, I did not need this money. It was like $6.
It's awesome.
It is.
Well, let's actually go into the rabbit hole. Yeah, got that Greyhaven record.
I haven't seen the actual CD itself yet. It looks really cool.
Hell yeah, dude. I jam that pretty regularly. Did you see the new Greyhaven video?
Dropping bombs. Yeah, I did. It's awesome. I love that song. It's my favorite song on the CD.
Yeah.
Sweet
dude,
machine.
Big shout out to Greyhaven.
Yeah.
To Greg Heaven.
I can't wait to hear their next record. I don't know what it's going to sound like, but if it's half as good as that one, I'll love it.
Greyhaven and Foxbat, my two fave, big two fave, and Summer Youth. So big 3 fave mm-hmm. local bands.
you know who's really good locally?
That's subject to change, guys, because if you have a local band, you can be on my podcast.
True.
And maybe you'll be my new favorite.
True. There's a lot of really good local bands, actually. But watching them live is another thing, and versus, like, I can't tell if they're just playing the CD in the background and like they're all just playing air guitar, but they literally sound perfect. And I'm just like, how the fuck are y'all doing that, dude? Like, I don't get it.
Which band is that?
Versus.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, holy shit,
they've
man.
Got a album release show, and you Fox Bat will be
it, yeah.
playing it.
Yeah, we love playing with
and
them.
And I'll be playing it. And by that, I mean, I'll just be there.
I'll just be there getting hammered on Tecates.
Dude, I need to talk to you about the lack of Tecate when you go out.
Yeah, it's bad.
I don't understand
it,
man.
I don't either, man. It's bad.
Around here, like, I mean, I've been all over the world and got a Tecate.
Yeah.
But you got to get, you if you want a Tecate here, out in public, you got to go to, like, a Mexican restaurant.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you go to the liquor store, they're buried in the back. You got to dust off the cobwebs. And they got two cases of them, and I've probably already bought them all, so I wouldn't even go looking. Don't even waste your fucking time.
Because they're already mine. Every Tecate you buy is taken away from me and my family.
Yeah.
you're taking Tecate off my table.
Yeah, dude.
But, dude, we are 100 episodes in. 100 sodes, bro.
Mm-hmm. Boopin' dials.
Boopin' dials for 100
fucking
sodes.
Lubing up the big tube screamers.
Let me ask you a question, because I feel like I get a lot of the glory here for the podcast, but you're the man that's making the magic happen behind the scenes. What has it been like this last 100 episodes? Being in the beat lab.
And the fucking beat lab, dude. Booping the dials, stomping the grilled cheesers.
Dude.
It's been really fun. It's been a lot of learning, a lot of trial and error. It's been really fun. Honestly, it's been good for me.
I feel like
I enjoy it.
I put you through. I feel like every week, like every Monday, I put you through so much shit because I'm always like, "All right, dude. Well, it's Monday. Here's everything at the very last minute.
Yeah.
And if you don't get it to me by, like, say, 11 p.m., I'm going to be calling you.
Yeah.
I'll call you several times. Right. Just being like, dude, did you get my email or did it send?
No, I do. I see it. I just, you know, it's, I don't know. I got a lot of shit going on, so it's, you know, kind of hard to
get to it sometimes. Blaming you, but I'm saying I'm putting you through the ringer.
Oh, yeah. No,
I could give you these weeks in advance, like already ready to go.
You're already ready already. Yeah, we could fucking stack them, dude.
But instead, we try to stay on our toes. Topical.
Yeah, we like to stay relevant, and we like to, I mean, I don't mind editing. I got it down to a fucking science now. I literally just throw them in there. All the dials are already set. It's already EQ'd. It's already compressed. You know what I mean? So,
well, I was going to say that too. I feel like your job, like at this point, you pretty much got it all ready to go. And then now that I actually know what I'm doing, I'm able to actually help you on my end because for the most part with this recorder and everything, it's easy to just keep, you know, tabs on everybody's volume and,
mm-hmm.
As opposed to the old recorder that I had. Guys, another recommendation, get the Zoom H6 if you got about $350.
Yeah, I mean, that's
the best podcaster on earth.
Not a bad deal for what that thing's
capable
of.
It is the greatest invention for podcasting ever, dude. Fuck doing a podcast. Guys, here's some tips, pro tips from me.
Yeah,
okay.
I would like
sometimes
some
people
tips.
Ask me tips. Do not record your podcast on your computer. If you only have a computer and you want a podcast, definitely do so. But if you have $350, get a Zoom H6 because the thing is a lot of times I've noticed when people record on their computer, every so often they're like, oh yeah, well, dude, my computer crashed. I don't have it anymore. Or for some reason it didn't record and I'll never get it back or this or that. That's some shit you don't have to worry about with this because you can it records straight to an SD card and then all you have to do is just plug it up to your computer and transfer it over.
Yep, not going anywhere.
It doesn't go anywhere. And if you wanted to say record on your computer, if you had this H6, you can record it to the SD card as well as at the same time transfer it to your computer and record it on your computer and have it like a fail safe.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, when I went to school for audio engineering, they always told us to always back up our files and have them in two different places. That way, you know, if one breaks down.
Hey, man, you know, the best thing that...
Which has happened to me before, actually.
When it comes to that, my uncle put it the best. He goes, hey, if you could have two hearts, would you?
Right.
And I'm like, yeah, makes sense.
Yeah. Basically, two cars.
Yeah. Hey, if you could have two hearts, wouldn't you? Well, yeah, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, 100 dials booped. Mm-hmm. 100 grilled cheese pedals.
Slammed.
Yeah. Tube screamers.
Juiced.
Dude. Exactly. All the roast beef pedals.
Oh, yeah, dude. Fucking.
I would like for you to one day run my podcast through a tube screamer.
Okay.
Or a grilled cheese pedal. for one second.
We could do that. Yeah.
And then I'm sure it would sound like crap.
Oh, yeah. It'll sound terrible, but I mean, we could definitely make that happen.
You're opening the gates.
Dude, yeah. I actually just bought a noise gate like a couple days ago.
What does that do? Keep you from being noisy?
Yeah. I have like a Marshall Plexi copy type amp, and it's like I just blast the gain on it, of course.
Yeah, because we're absolutely
playing so much heavy metal.
Heavy metal.
So many demonic tunes.
It sounds so koala.
Sounds fucking evil, dude. But it basically just reduces like the amp noise. I mean, it'll help with the feedback and stuff too, but like the hiss, the sizzle.
Yeah.
Kind of clamps that out, gates that bullshit right the fuck out.
Dude, I gotcha. That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, should we tell everybody about our genius new idea that we have about Komodo dragons?
Yeah.
I know we've referenced certain things.
They're probably like, dude, what the fuck's going on?
Why are they talking about a Komodo dojo? Why are they talking about two guys having Komodo dragons at Hoopsters?
Yeah.
So here's the deal, guys. Joe and I are knee deep in a creative project right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I don't want to give too much away.
Right.
But Joe and I are...
Short film.
Yeah, we're in the process of writing.
Maybe a full on
directing
full
and financing a film. And it's about two dorks that get picked on and they decide that they're not going to take that shit anymore. And they're they're going to each buy a fucking Komodo dragon. and so they'll never be bullied again.
Right, dude.
And it's just all about the ups and downs, the trials and tribulations of Komodo dragon ownership.
Yeah. And then there's some other...
As well as them now having to deal with being the coolest fucking people on Earth.
On the fucking planet.
Yeah.
And just basically happen to just deal with all these rival gangs.
Yeah, exactly.
Around
Jeffersonville, dude.
And we start up like a little Komodo dojo.
Yeah, we're gonna have a Komodo dojo.
We got the dragon wagon.
The dragon wagon, absolutely, dude. And just picture that, man.
Yeah, picture two grown men drinking
in a cargo van with an airbrushed
Komodo dragon
on the side.
And then we hop out.
Yeah,
we're gonna paint a picture here for you.
Yeah, let's paint a picture.
Slow motion.
I'm in the front seat.
I'm driving.
Joe's driving.
Two Komodos in the back.
They're wearing leather jackets. We're wearing leather jackets.
Both drinking. Everyone's drinking Tecates.
All four of us drinking Tecates, dude.
And we fucking. They got on some badass spiked collar.
We have on some badass spiked collars.
And me and
too.
Sean both have on JNCOs.
Oh my god,
and
dude.
Like some fucking airbrushed, maybe dragon tees, some liquid blue tees. Maybe like an old No Fear shirt.
Yeah, we're going to step out kicking ass in our airwalk shoes.
Yeah, dude. And we step out of this van, shades on, slow motion, ball with the bob, a Kid Rock's blasting, and
smoke,
big ass vape clouds
are just rolling out of this van.
And then we fucking slot open the van door and fucking get our dragons out.
Dude, and they're fucking, on huge chains.
Yeah, they're just on these badass fucking
heavy
chains.
Heavy duty chains.
And I'm just Sean's vaping. I'm chain smoking menthols. Everyone's got a Tecate.
Every single one of us.
And all the fucking fly honeys at Hoopsters are just like, damn.
Yeah.
And then we roll up and just fucking kick everyone's ass.
Yeah. So picture that, guys, because that's a little taste of something that we're just kicking around here.
Yeah.
It's called Cult of the Komodo. So stay tuned for Cult of the Komodo coming to a theater, hopefully coming to a theater near you in the upcoming years. But right now, guys, we are looking for financing, so please hit us up.
Yeah.
SeanVersusWild@gmail.com if you want to be a part of it.
Yep.
Before we put it on Kickstarter.
Right, yeah, because, I mean...
We need a producer here.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think we're going to have any issues getting the funds for such a genius idea.
The big thing is we have to either buy and train Komodo dragons, or we need to purchase the assistance of someone that can CG a good Komodo dragon.
Right, yeah. And I mean,
pretty easy. I'm sure somebody's hanging out, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it's got to be like a U of L student that's pretty good at CG.
That's pretty good at CG that can CG.
Let's put an ad on Craigslist.
Let's make it happen.
Yeah.
Looking for two Komodo dragon CG renderings.
Because I feel like Komodo dragons are pretty violent animals.
Dude, I was telling you, they look like, what did I say they look like? Like a dinosaur mixed with a pit bull.
Yeah.
That's basically what they look like.
It's like the look on their face 90% of the time is just like, I'm about to I'm about to eat you.
Except that one picture you found, that one was like super happy, smiling.
Like, dude, where's my Tecate at, man?
Dude, he's probably just, yeah.
It's just living the life of a Komodo.
Yeah, just making it
happen.
And
they're reptiles, so you know they probably live for 200 fucking years or something stupid.
I hope so, dude. Yeah. These Komodos will outlive us all.
Probably.
And Cult of the Komodo will go down in history as one of the greatest films of all time.
Yep.
And that'll outlive any Komodo on the planet.
Kind of like a Napoleon Dynamite type vibe. Like, you know, just a...
Dude, yeah.
Like, just a silly...
The idea is so crazy that it's just, like, it has to work.
Right.
It's like Ninja Turtles, man. Mm-hmm. Somebody came up... Like, think about Ninja Turtles. It's a staple in everybody's life. But two dudes, Kevin Eastman and some other guy, I can't remember what the other guy's name is. Hit me up, Sean Verswild, at gmail.com.
Can't figure your name, but we'll get you on the podcast.
Eastman and some other guy. These two dudes sat down, and they're like, check this out. What if we made a comic book and it's about turtles that are ninjas? Guess what, dude? They're teenagers.
Right.
So they have teenage problems too.
And they're mutant.
Yeah. Dude, they're going to mutate because of because of ooze.
Right. Basically some ooze issues.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Master Splinter.
Yeah, it's a rat.
Yep.
It's not another turtle. It's a rat.
It's a fucking sewer rat.
Yeah.
They love pizza, and they'll beat the shit out of you.
Yeah. Somebody made that idea. Two dudes made that idea, and it became a global phenomenon.
It's great. I love it.
Cult of the Komodo is next in line, dude.
Cult of the Komodo is...
Move over, Ninja Turtles. Move over, Street Sharks.
Yeah, dude.
Move over all you other...
Street Sharks?
Oh, yeah, dude.
What the hell is that?
Move over, Biker Mice from Mars.
Biker Mice from Mars?
Yeah.
Man.
It's just like when the Power Rangers were popular, then they made VR Troopers, and then they made...
I loved the Power Rangers.
Big Bad Beetleborgs. Basically, they're just knockoffs.
Mm-mm.
Cult of the Komodo is going to be the real
That's going to be the Kellogg's of the
Dude, we'll be able to get Kellogg's Komodo Flakes greenlit, probably. Dude. We'll have our own cereal.
Yeah, they fucking light up. They're like neon, or like glow in the dark.
Sure. Yeah, the cereal's glow in the dark. Yeah. That'll probably be healthy.
I won't need it.
That'll probably pass a lot
of... Well, it's not for consumption.
Yeah. It's only for display. For looks. This is for collectors only.
Right.
This is for people our age that love
cereal
to collect.
Collectors.
Yeah. Serial collectors.
Dude, I'm a serial killer, dude.
But now that I know that, yes, but now everybody knows that Cult of the Komodo is going to be a thing. It's the next big thing.
It is. I'm really excited about it. I told my girlfriend, and she just looked at me like I was fucking stupid.
Which is usually a pretty good sign, really.
Right, yeah.
Like, you don't understand. You'll never get it.
It's not a guy thing.
It's not a guy thing. It's a genius thing.
It's a genius
thing.
Yeah, not everybody's a genius.
I'm thinking on a different level than you right now.
Yeah,
that's all I can say.
You're on level two, and I'm on level fucking infinity.
Infinity, yes, exactly. I'm miles ahead of you.
Right, light years.
I want to introduce a segment here for the 100th episode, guys.
Yeah.
100 celebratory.
Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, yeah!
I wanted to do a Q&A sesh, so I asked listeners to submit their questions via Facebook earlier in the week to have them read and answered right here on the show. And I figure since we're about 42 minutes deep, we should actually probably do some work here.
Well, we can go a little over. It's the 100th episode.
Yeah, it's the 100th episode. We're going to go 100 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, dude, I'll be
1 minute per sode. But yeah, let's get to some of the listener questions. What do you think about that, Joe?
I'm psyched.
You're gonna have to answer some of these too. They're
That's
not
cool.
just for me.
I mean, I
feel like we should both answer them.
Yeah, let's do it.
I mean,
let's do it.
This thing could happen.
Let's do it.
And you know what? I'm gonna give shout outs to everybody that submitted a question. So your name is gonna be mentioned right here on the cast.
I always love a good shout
out. Not only are we gonna mention your name, we might talk about you for a hot second. So.
Probably.
Be ready for that.
Be prepared to realize we don't fucking like you. No, I'm just kidding. That is not true.
First question right here from Jake Hillman. Guys, you guys know Jake. He was just on the podcast with Prayerline. He was
does
wrestling podcasts with me. He was in Quiet Hollers that also got a podcast with me.
Right?
Yeah, back in the day. So, yeah.
Are they the ones beefing with the Fireball? Or what's the
Fireball?
What's that band called?
Vader Bomb.
Vader Bomb.
Prayer Line is beefing with Vader Bomb right now. And boy, has
Dude,
that got
I
it heated.
Loved. Shout out to Prayer Line people that were on that podcast because I was editing that and like fucking damn near in tears Dude. Laughing because that shit was so funny.
That was a great cast. I loved it.
It was. It was. Everybody was so loud and just like fucking ready, dude.
Yeah.
It was. The energy level was perfect.
Sky high.
It was great. I loved it. It was
a lot
awesome.
Of energy in the room.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Jake. Obviously we love you. And here's some questions from Jake. Three questions. Who's been your most entertaining guests?
Oh. Hmm. I got us. You want me to go first?
Yeah, you. Why don't you go first?
Okay. Again, the Prayer Line dudes were really funny.
I love that.
That one was really funny. I honestly, I like, there's a lot of them that I really like, but I think my favorite and most entertained, like from a listening perspective, and I mean, I might be biased here, but was Brian Wyman from Emmanuel. Because
yeah, I thought that
the
was
story
went
was
really well.
And I can relate to a lot of what he was saying, you know what I mean? And I knew a lot of the stories that he was telling, and it was just cool to hear it, you know, from him and, you know, his experience and, you know, the things that he went through. So that was really cool for me to hear. And dude, there's so many awesome ones that it's hard to pick a favorite, but that would probably be my favorite one.
Yeah. Well, this one's, so with the question being who is the most entertaining, I would say some of the ones I've been entertained the most by, the ones that I've had.
K-Day was pretty entertaining.
A great, yeah, dude, that's old school. That's like in the first five episodes, yeah. Probably. I thought Caleb Hanks from,
yeah. Yep.
You guys know him from The Clerk and Nova Echo and all that other good stuff. But yeah, I thought Caleb was really, entertaining. Prayer Line was super, dude. I had
yeah,
a great
that
time
one
on
was
that.
So funny, dude.
Anytime, and it's funny cause like Jake asked that question, but anytime Jake's on the podcast, we always have a good time.
Yeah.
So
I've never met him. I don't think he seems like a cool guy,
but, yeah, now I'm trying to think of all of the ones that I've done, but yeah, probably the most entertaining.
It's always the ones that are loud that I like, you know what I mean? The people that are
the
like,
energy levels high.
Yeah. They speak loud and they're aggressive. Like I like that a lot.
Brian Whiteman's is great too because halfway through that podcast, the table in the backyard caught on fire.
Yeah, yeah.
So
like, how did that happen?
It was basically a cigarette got put out in an ashtray on a freshly like stained table. And
like
it and like literally
stain?
Yeah so it, and like basically like the flammable
yeah, paint
stain.
Is extremely flammable
yeah so anyway no longer have that table so what have you anyway
that's
yeah.
amazing
and then he has a second part. Who is the most surprising guest?
That's kind of a strange question. Surprising in the sense that
I don't
like,
go into it thinking like man, this is gonna be terrible I
yeah,
guess
Yeah, I don't know, man. The most surprising.
You know, maybe for me it'd be somebody like Kevin Lyman. I was surprised
yeah.
that he even got on the show.
Yeah, I was going to say
that
something
he would
like
do that,
that
but
or
that
like
was
Bobby
very
Brown.
Sick. Bobby Brown was one of my absolute favorites. So if anybody asked me like what's my favorite, that was probably it's up there with my favorites.
Yeah, that one was really
Hers
good.
Hers was great. She was awesome.
I'll tell you what. Surprising in the sense like I was really surprised by how amazing Nick Dittmeyer's songs were on both the podcasts actually.
Oh dude, yeah, they rock.
And I was like, holy shit, this song is fucking awesome. So I was very surprised by how good his band was. Not to say that I know he's a great guitar player, you know what I mean?
But it's just like when you're not you
I wasn't
heard
expecting
them before,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I wasn't expecting that and I was like, dude, this is awesome. And why they're not on the radio and huge, I have no idea. That
yeah.
like it doesn't make any sense to me.
For
but.
Me, I would say when it comes into like most surprising, a lot of times I'll talk to bands that I haven't met yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's a big part of the show that I like.
Yeah.
Because, you know, sometimes you just talk to people that are super awesome and it's like you might not have ever like and you're best friends by the end of it. So
right.
bands like when I talk to Oxymorons or Alteris or Avoid,
mm-hmm.
Some of those, like those three were fantastic. And you just make like lifelong friends from a podcast from somebody you never talked to before.
Yeah.
So those are probably going to be my most surprising. Just like some of the phone interviews that I've done that with people that I just didn't know yet.
Right.
So
yeah, that's really cool.
But now we're straight homies. Third part of the question, rounding it out. Who's on your wish list of guests?
Oh, dude. J-Law is way
Jennifer Lawrence has got to be number one on our wish list. For both of us, yeah, I would imagine.
Probably.
The most, I mean, she's putting Louisville
on the map.
Well, it was already on the
map. It's already there. I looked.
Trust me, I looked and it turned out it was there. I even looked at an old one like from like 2011.
Yeah,
and it was
believe
there,
it or not, it was already there.
But yeah, dude, Jennifer Lawrence is number one on the wish list. Got to have her on here. She's representing it big time. Now, I don't know how many interviews she does, but I think the Sean versus Wild would be the perfect platform. She can come right here into the Smithsonian.
I'd love to get Rhett and Link from Good Mythical Morning.
Oh my God, yes. I would love that too. I'm big into GMM.
Yeah, Post Malone.
Man, I actually put like a wish list of guests out. Like for me, it would be somebody like Sebastian Bach or something. Because you know, I'm
That'd
Sebastian
be
Bach,
sick. Steve-O.
Steve-O.
That'd be a good one.
Paul Stanley from Kiss. You know, like a bunch of like the music and stuff that I'm into made that list.
Angus Young.
Yeah, dude. Got to get him while the strike while that iron's
fucking
hot.
Ozzy Osbourne, dude. Could you imagine?
Be the dude, it'd probably be the awesomest podcast ever.
It'd literally just be 30 minutes of him just making that noise,
probably. But yeah, dude, Chris Jericho would be high on my list.
Yeah,
as a pod, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'm like, would these be my dream guests? I mean, yeah, I would love to have him on the show, but sometimes I'd be like, I would like to be on his show.
Yeah.
I'd love to be on Joe Rogan, Mark Maron. I'd love to be on those shows, but
yeah,
Jennifer Lawrence.
Yep, J-Law.
Definitely at the top.
J-Law.
Of my wish list.
J-Law.
All right, guys, let's go ahead and hit right into the next question from Sven, my good friend Sven.
Sven.
One of the earliest listeners that came up to me at, oddly enough, at the Chris Jericho, at the Fozzie show at Trixie's a couple years ago. He was like, dude, are you Sean? And I was like, yeah, dude. He's like, I love your show. Never met that guy before.
That's awesome.
And
love that.
Now we're Facebook friends and we've been hanging tough.
He seems like he's probably a weekly listener.
Yeah. Now I'm like, was it the Fozzie show? Was it it was some show. Maybe it was He Is Legend. I don't know. But it was a couple years ago.
Foxbat played that show.
At Trixie's. Mm-hmm. And he came up to me. And anyway, so he asked a question here. What was the first song you learned on the drums?
Oh
yeah. So let's just say guitar in your case, and I'll just say drums in my case.
Okay. I think mine was the first riff I ever learned was Smoke on the Water. And the first full song I ever learned, I think, was Buy American Machines from Emmanuel. I think that was like the first full song that I learned to play like all the way through when I was like probably 13 or 14.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
I would say the first song that I learned was actually in school band, so it's not a really good, like a cool thing, but it was a pretty cool song. School band did an arrangement of Born to Be Wild that you could play the drum set on, and I knocked that out of the park.
Hell yeah.
So Born to Be Wild, I guess, would be the first song that I ever learned how to play on a kit.
That's awesome.
So I didn't get a drum kit until after I had
a great song.
I had to stick to three years of band before I could get a drum kit.
Band will teach you a lot.
Did teach me a lot.
Yeah. No, I wasn't in band, but I kind of wish that I was.
Let's see. When is the Uh-Huh Baby Yeah reunion show? Next question from Sven. When is the Uh-Huh Baby Yeah reunion show?
I don't know, man. Let's do one. Let's get Brave Boy. I'll play. You can play. We'll get Blake up here. Kevin. Yeah.
We'll just do it up big time.
Tomorrow.
We'll do a trash talk. We'll play trash talk in its entirety.
Yeah, front to back. All five songs.
All five songs. Its entirety. Sven, you know, I'm not going to say never, dude. Maybe we'll surprise you with something.
Dude, I'd be so down for that. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I would feel like, you know, we'll see. We'll see when it goes. When is it? I don't know. I don't have a date set in stone. But, you know, it's not outside of the realm of possibility.
If it does happen, we got to play a... Handsome Devil. That's almost tight.
We probably have to play You Creep Me Out because everybody asked to play it. We never played it live.
Yep.
Anyway. Yeah. Third question. Why the F-150 haven't we hung out yet? Dude, Sven, we can hang out anytime you want, brother. Just hit me up.
I don't know you, but I'll hang out with
Joe
you.
Joe will hang out with us too. If you like Tecate, then let's hang out right now.
Yeah. Come on over.
Okay, here's a really good question. And this is also from Sven, man, because thank you guys for sending out multiple questions. This is great.
Yeah, this is fun.
Which is better, Chipotle or Qdoba?
Qdoba.
Good question. The answer is, of Qdoba. Those two, Qdoba is way better.
I agree.
And to me, if you added Moe's is better than both of them.
See, I like Moe's a lot, but I will not say that it's better than Qdoba.
I think Moe's is better. It's fresher.
I like it. Don't get me wrong.
It tastes fresher.
I don't like Chipotle.
I don't either.
Like, it's not a question for me of like which is better, but like, you know, this... It's just not good to me.
It's not even close. Yeah. Chipotle, I don't like to go there. Yeah. I don't think it's very good. And people like it. I don't know why people like it so much. It's just the hippest of the three.
It's bland to me. Like, there's no like seasoning on any of the chicken.
The chicken ain't got no salt on it.
The beef tips ain't got no salts on it, neither.
Next question from Joseph Allen Brock. I wonder
who the fuck is that?
I wonder who that is. Boxers, briefs, or thongs? Well, Joe.
Thongs.
I'm exclusively banana hammocks only.
Yeah. Yeah.
I go commando.
Basically, I just bought some dental floss and fucking...
Just floss it up, dude.
Strung it up.
Dude. I make my own.
That was gross.
Sick. The answer is boxer briefs.
Yeah, I'm a brief guy.
I wear boxer briefs, not briefs. Boxer briefs.
Boxer briefs. Right.
Yes. Yeah. You're like, I'm a brief guy,
dude. No, dude. Briefcase, baby.
Dude.
Do people that wear boxers? I'm not friends with those people.
Dude, I used to wear boxer shorts when I was like a kid, but then I don't know if boxer briefs were even around at the time.
Do they still make boxers? Like, why would you wear anything other than briefs? I don't get it. For boxer briefs, sorry.
Well, the thing is like, so boxers were just like made out of like a cloth material.
Yeah, and they would all get bunched up in your trousers.
Yeah. With boxer briefs, they're like more form fitting and they're made out of cotton.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they're comfortable.
Right. It's a good old classic cotton.
But are you a brief wearer? You just wear briefs? Just tidy whities?
Oh, sure.
Dude.
We'll just say that.
I'm going to know somebody that is a brief wearer. Now, certainly people wear briefs.
Right,
I'm sure.
They sell them at the store. Somebody's buying them.
Yeah. But I don't know who.
I don't either.
So my question to you,
they always have every size of briefs, though. You notice that?
Yeah.
So this market's small.
Yeah.
But
medium, large, extra large, and 2X.
The thing to me with briefs, like, no. Like,
I don't know anybody that wears them.
They're not comfortable.
I don't know anybody that wears them. I wore them when I was a kid, of course. Like, when you're young, like, you wear briefs.
Four.
Yeah. So, listeners, if you are a brief wearer,
let me know. And let me know why.
Yeah. And if you don't want to say it publicly, just message me and just say, I'm a brief wearer, and here's why.
Give me a phone call.
I'm not going to judge you, because maybe I'm missing out on a cool
underwear. Exactly. I want to know what all the fuss is about.
Yeah. Maybe I am.
It's a pretty elite group.
Maybe I'm the fool here.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Sitting around preaching the word of boxer briefs when I'm missing out on a perfectly comfortable underwear.
Right.
Next question, Greg Wilkerson. I want a detailed essay in verbal form about the differences in wangs from cluckers, hooters, roosters, and B-dubs.
Mm.
Which is your favorite and which is the worst and why? Don't forget details such as wing sauce selection, and chicken texture.
Dude, that's the best.
That's maybe the greatest question that could have been answered.
Yeah.
Or could have been asked.
Yeah. I'll go first. So what are we looking at again? Hoops or
we're looking at cluckers, hooters, roosters, and B-dubs.
All right, so here's my favorite. I'll just in order, and then we'll get into the details of why. Hooters is number one. I would say cluckers is number two. Roosters is probably number three, and Buffalo Wild Wings would be number four.
Okay.
For me.
And so just to give a brief overview for me, Cluckers is going to be number one, I think, for me.
Mm-hmm.
Hooters will be number two.
So we both like Hooters and Cluckers.
Hooters and Cluckers are both our number one and number two. B-dubs will be number three, and then Roosters will be coming in at number four.
Interesting.
For me. And so... It's all about explaining it why. So why is your order the way it is?
Okay, so Hooters, I feel like, has stayed true to their wing. Like, they haven't strayed too far from the original wing that they started
they
with.
They did change their wing.
They did change, but they're still not the, you know, modified monster jumbo wings that, you know, tastes like you're chewing on a tire.
Yeah. That's why Roosters is at the very bottom for
that's
me.
That's why B-Dubs is at the bottom for me.
I don't think B-Dubs wings are small, bro.
No, they're huge now. They're the gargantuan, gigantic jumbo wings, and they're gross.
Dude, when did this happen?
I mean, we go to the one in Louisville, and that's how they are.
Oh, gotcha. See,
I don't know.
When a wing is too big...
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
It's gross.
I can't deal with it.
Yeah.
I got to have my wings, like, well done, too. Yeah. I like them crispy. Mm-hmm. I don't want them, like...
Naked. No breading.
Yeah.
I don't like breading.
I don't want them, like... I don't know, dude. I feel like... So I went to Roosters and like I had a bite of a wing that was like literally it was like the consistency of like biting into like a fucking apple. Like it just like
yeah, no,
it was
I don't like
so
that.
Big and like it was just like liquid ran out of my mouth.
Yeah, fuck that.
And I was like, dude, no thanks.
See, I've never had a wing like that from Roosters because they give every time.
I also feel like Roosters wings are a little undercooked. Like it's not that they're
well done.
Yeah, it's not that they're undercooked, but I feel like they're so big that they need to cook them a lot longer.
The only wing I've ever had from Roosters,
for my taste.
This is why I said Roosters over B-Dubs. For one, every time I go to B-Dubs, the service is not good. The one that we went to on Westport Road was not good. The Clarksville one is always pretty good.
Yeah.
But the only wing that I've ever had from Roosters came on a pizza, actually. So I got this buffalo chicken pizza, and it came. They had one full wing that sat on top of the pizza.
And weird.
Yeah, because like there was buffalo chicken on the pizza, but they just they put a little wing on top of it just as like a garnish,
yeah,
if you will. But of course I ate it. And it was actually pretty good. And they gave me the whole wing, which I thought was cool.
Yeah.
It wasn't broken.
See, Hooters used to give you the whole
wing
too.
Which
I loved. Now they changed it.
Right. But Hooters still has, in my opinion, the like I said, they kind of stayed true to the original wing, even though they ditched doing the full wing. They're still like the regular size wings. They're not the jumbo,
yeah,
you know, whatever. And I feel like Hooters classic hot sauce is the best wing hot, that classic hot wing sauce.
Their hot sauce is really good.
Yeah, it's awesome. Now, the hot sauce that they put in the bottle on the table is disgusting.
Yeah, don't do it.
No, but the wing sauce is delicious. And their all their sauces are pretty good to me.
Yeah.
Same with Cluckers. All of their sauces are pretty good. They do the bigger wings, but they're not gross. They don't gross me out. I think Cluckers, the Chipotle, jalapeno Chipotle sauce is really good. And I like the Inferno sauce. The funny story, the first time I ever had like real hot sauce was the Cluckin' Inferno sauce. And I thought it was the hottest shit that I've ever had in my life. And it is pretty hot.
Yeah.
But
now look at you.
But now, yeah. Look, yeah, we've come
you have Cluckin' Inferno for breakfast.
Yeah, I brushed my teeth with it.
Yeah, forget toothpaste. I'm brushing Cluckin' Inferno. Cluckers is number one for me because, specifically, I like their Hen Hot sauce.
Yeah, their Hen Hot is great. Tony style.
And I get it Tony style.
Yep, and it's still so good.
That's the key, man, is
delicious.
Like a naked wing that's been, you know, fried and sauced, and then they throw it on the grill.
It's the Daytona style.
Yes,
of Cluckers.
But dude, Daytona. Yes, it's like the Daytona of like that's served at Hooters. But Hooters like will only do it with Daytona sauce.
Yeah,
and I'm like, dude, just put it in hot. No, I can't. Yeah, you can.
Yeah, just use a different sauce.
Like literally, I was like, all right, well, I'll tell you what, can you just make me hot wings, and then put them on the grill, like hot naked wings, and then just put them on the grill afterwards? And they're like, yeah, we can do that. And I'm like, mm-hmm.
Okay,
gotcha, haha. But Hen Hot,
I tricked you.
Hen Hot Tony style at Cluckers. Yeah. Now,
Cluckers has really good appetizers too.
Yeah, dude, the mac and cheese bites or whatever. Those things are the jam.
The trio.
I do like Hooters quite a bit for their wings. I like them breaded and unbreaded there.
Mm-hmm.
Both are really good. And the general atmosphere. If you know what I'm saying. If you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's cool. I forgot about that part.
B-Dubs, man, is third for me because they do have a good sauce selection.
They do. I'll give them that. Their like, sauces are good.
If you ever... Like, the thing is like they have some sauces that are pretty underrated. Like the Caribbean Jerk, for example,
that one's good as fuck.
Is awesome.
Dude, the mango habanero sauce, really good.
Asian Zing, also really good. Yep. I feel like nobody gets it.
The Parmesan garlic, though it's not hot at all, is extremely delicious. It's really good. Because what I'll do is I'll get one really hot one, and then like I'll get five really hot ones, and then five of like the Parmesan garlic, just to kind of
five keep. You can enjoy.
Exactly.
And then I will give a shout out to Roosters, even though the wings are just way too big. It grosses me out, and I feel like they're not cooked enough for the size.
But you're selling wings, so
they're Carolina Gold sauce, which is like a mustard hot like wing sauce, is awesome.
Yeah, that sounds
and that's
good.
The best one.
That sounds good,
in my opinion. All right, moving along. Philip Olympia, couple questions here. Have you ever danced with the devil in the pale moonlight?
Yeah.
Yeah, same.
I'm just going to say yeah.
I think everyone has.
Yeah.
Batman, 1989. also, what's the difference between Pac-Man and Ms. Pac-Man?
We
really?
Talked about that.
Yes,
nothing.
Wayne's World, 93. Ms. Pac-Man has a bow in her hair.
Yeah.
That's the answer you're looking for, Philip. Also, she's faster.
Is she?
Yeah.
Is she faster?
Yeah. And in Ms. Pac-Man, they have turbos, so you can make her like even faster.
Well, fucking, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, dude.
Learn something.
She has a bow in her hair.
Every minute.
Jawan Dunn, when am I scheduled to come on as a guest again?
Next week.
Yeah, anytime you want, brother. Let's make it happen. Love to have you back on the show. And a lot has changed since, you know, February of 2016 or 17.
Y'all were over in that room, weren't you?
We were over in that. Yes, different wing of the Smithsonian altogether.
Yeah, you were in the East Wing.
Yes, I was in the East Wing of the Smithsonian at that point.
I like how your house has wings.
Yeah, dude. Well, it's a palatial estate, dude.
Yeah, I mean, it's luxurious.
Drinking the regalia here.
It's like you need a map just to get around.
Yeah, dude.
So
putting the Smithsonian on the map.
Yeah.
It's going to be on there. Once Jennifer Lawrence gets on there, what she did for Louisville, she's going to do for the Smithsonian also.
Right, yeah. Like, hey, float me a couple million dollars.
I don't need your money, but can you put me on the map?
All right.
But, yeah, Jawan, love to have you on here. We've got a lot of movies to talk about and just a lot of, you know, life has happened in the meantime since we talked. A whole nother Star Wars movie has been out.
Right.
And a bunch of crazy shit's happened in, you know, politics. So yep. We'll have a great conversation.
Yeah. I like your Facebook post, Jawan. They're funny.
He's got the best Facebook in the game, guys. If you're not friends with Jawan Dunn,
that dude just don't fucking care
on Facebook.
It's like, fuck it, man, whatever.
Dude, it's a nice, that's what I love about him is like, it's fresh, I don't really, honest. It's a nice honest.
Yeah. Which is a good thing.
Nice dose of honesty.
Yeah. I mean, I'm
dose
pretty,
of honesty.
I'm pretty honest about, I'm pretty honest about most things, but I just like generally.
But you know, like on Facebook, everybody's like playing a character. Like
yeah.
I want to seem like cooler than I am. Or
well, I just don't have a very strong opinion yeah. about like.
Your opinions are weak.
Yeah, your opinions are weak, bro. You're not fam.
But yeah, Jawan, anytime you want, come on. Cody Connor, man, it's a kind of a goes with the Pac-Man and Ms. Pac-Man question. Another Wayne's World question from Cody. Why is it that if a man kills another man in battle, it's called heroic? Yet if he kills a man in the heat of passion, it's called murder. Al Bundy's character, Ed O'Neill's character,
self-defense
in Wayne's World,
or,
asked that question.
You know, methodically.
I know what you want to do. I know what you want to do. You want to rip his still beating heart out of his chest so he can see how black it is before he dies. Actually, I was thinking about filing a grievance with the union. That's one of my favorite scenes in Wayne's World. Cody and I worked together at Domino's, actually.
I haven't seen Wayne's World in so, oh my God,
Pizza
so
Slingers,
long.
Cody and I, and we quoted a lot of Wayne's World in those days.
I need to rewatch that movie.
Big shout out to Code, the Code Man.
The Codester.
And then Dina, when will I be good enough? I guess
never.
That means to be on the podcast.
I'm just kidding.
And thing is, Dina, you guys know
who
her.
Said that? Oh, Dina.
Yeah. You guys know her from
the
being Sister Mary Clarence on Sister on Sister Act.
Yeah.
And you probably know her from, you know.
Barrel House,
Tap Room.
Monstrous vocals.
Monstrous pipes.
Yeah, dude.
Doing a lot of karaoke.
Very good singer.
She karaoke's a lot of the Rent soundtrack. So, Dina, come on over, man.
Does she do Rent?
I think it's the Rent soundtrack. It's definitely a show tune thing. I don't know anything about show tunes, Joe. Do you?
No. Don't look at me, man. Like,
I don't.
No, wussy tunes? No.
maybe if they had the Dreamgirls soundtrack or something.
Yeah.
I don't know a little bit more about it. But yeah,
right.
Dina, come on over. We'll chat. We'll make it happen. You're a celebrity here at the Barrel House and Tap Room. So. But yeah,
which is, let's be real. That's pretty much, you know,
we were at the Barrel House last night.
Right.
Tell everyone the story about what you saw after I had left.
I saw a woman, an individual, twerking on the front door. She like had her rear end against the door of the establishment.
Her buns.
Her flipping buns, Holmes. And she fell on her face and her nose was bleeding.
Wouldn't that be
she
great?
She fell over. Dude, basically that's what happened.
Here I was at this bar. I was twerking right by the front door.
It's like, how do you tell your boss that the next day when you go to work? It's like, what happened?
Oh, I got a broken nose.
That's twerking.
How'd you do that?
It's twerking at the Barrel House. Yeah. I fell on my fucking face.
You know, it happens. Right. Barrel House was popping last night.
Dude, there was a lot of people there.
I'm pretty sure between you and me and everybody listening.
Garth Brooks was there.
Yeah, Garth Brooks was definitely there. Which funeral did you come from? Damn, dude, don't say that. They might have actually come from the funeral.
Exactly. I was like, Rage into the funeral.
I think when the bartender gave me, remember how like the, member, but you know, like the bartender gave you the wrong bill?
Yeah.
And she was like, oh yeah, I closed out somebody else. And then she gave you the wrong thing?
Yes, somebody paid for my beverages.
Yeah.
She's like, it was only $11. I'm like, well, it was $11 I didn't have to spend.
Yeah, that's good. Well, the thing is she gave me like, my bill was like $30. And
oh,
I was
you
like,
did get food.
Yes, but I think this was outside of the food.
No, okay.
Yeah, my tab was like $30, which isn't, I mean, now that the Barrel House is not the levy anymore, $30 is
a possibility.
Is actually normal.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, if you go to the bar and only spend $30, you're really not doing too bad, to be fair.
That's true.
So,
$30 night
yeah.
of celebration.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad.
See, I didn't even look at my bank account, to be honest, but somebody bought most of my drinks anyway, so I don't think it was that much.
Well, we got paid.
And I didn't get any food, and we did get paid, so I was like, fuck.
And we're rich.
We're filthy fucking rich.
And we haven't even, we're rich, and we haven't even checked our Mega Millions.
Yeah, dude.
It's funny, though, when I did look at the numbers last night, I was thinking, I was like, man, I don't know how we did, bro, because some of these numbers are pretty high, and I don't think I saw any 70s in there.
Yeah, that's so weird. You don't see that one too often, like the very highest one.
So, who knows? I'm keeping a positive attitude.
Yeah, I'm staying optimistic about it.
Yeah, and the thing is even if we lose at Mega Millions, we're not losers.
Right.
We're pretty awesome.
I mean, we're pretty badass regardless.
And if you need us,
and I mean,
you can
if
find
I don't
us.
Win the lottery, I'll just take my talents and get my money that way.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
We'll just take over the music world, the podcasting world.
As soon as I get
the
settled
movie
in,
world.
As soon as we get settled into the Komodo Dojo and you come over and we start ripping some Sabbath like tunes. I mean, I'm set up for world domination.
That's true.
So,
well, we've already done the ritual. Well, we'll have to do it in your new home, but
right?
Where we do draw a pentagram,
mm-hmm.
put a beer in every corner.
Right. Yeah. Well, we'll have to switch it to those who know me know that I love a good Bud Light.
Yeah.
But I think now
those days are over for me, man.
Yeah. I think now that I'm getting older.
Mm.
Now that I'm
more mature,
I've matured
wise
from 27 and a half to 28. Tecates. I mean, you can't beat it. It's the best beer to me.
You know, honestly, what I love about Tecate is, and again, we're not sponsored by the T-Cats.
They're just
by T. Hey, man, you got any T-Cates?
All right, man, we got Tecates. We got the red ones.
Yeah, we got the red ones. It doesn't give you a hangover.
No,
and,
I mean, it's
which
just,
is always like that's like my big thing. And they're like, "Well, how many did you drink?" And I was like,
15.
Well, I was like, "Well, I drank 12."
I don't know how many you drank.
Yeah, but no. A couple weeks ago, I was telling somebody at work about this. I was like, "Yeah, dude, the Tecate doesn't give you a hangover, man. It makes you like it doesn't make you feel like shit." And they're like, "Yeah, but how many did you drink? Like, you only had a couple. Maybe that was it." And I was like, "Well, I had 12. I bought a 12-pack and drank all of them at home.
That's awesome.
While playing WWE 2K18 or 19.
There's really nothing wrong with any of that.
Dude, I've got the new 2K19. As soon as we find that other PlayStation controller,
we'll fucking rip
we can make it happen.
Hell
AJ
yeah.
Styles is on the cover.
Is he?
He's the man, dude.
Get out of here,
but
AJ.
Yeah. So, looking back, Joe, tell me some things that you liked of the 100 episodes, and where do you see the show going in 100 more episodes?
Well, I mean, I like all the episodes, to be honest. I have a good time editing them. I think it's fun. Like I said, I learned a lot. It's been educational for me, and just a real learning experience. And I'd say probably by either I'm gonna call it right now. I'd say by the next, within these next 100 episodes, we're going to get Jennifer Lawrence on the fucking podcast.
Yeah, we have to. J-Law, if you're listening, which something tells me you probably are.
Right, yeah. I have a hunch. I believe that you might be. I mean, what else are you going to be doing today?
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, if you know, you got to have some listening fuel for your busy schedule.
And we know the holidays are coming up.
The holidays are coming up.
You know she's J-Lo. From here.
You might she's be flying gonna be in.
Flying in from California.
Maybe I'll be at the same place that you'll be at. We'll just have to like start.
Maybe I'll be stalking you at the airport.
Yeah, maybe I'll be stalking you at the airport. Maybe you'll see a guy with a Komodo dragon, and they're both wearing leather jackets.
Right, yeah. Or just a guy in a trench coat with some binoculars.
Yeah.
Don't mind him.
Hi, diddly dee. Don't mind me.
Right.
Yeah, dude. I want to see that for the next 100. I want to see the show just really
fucking
just really take off, man. Like,
I mean, it's already taken off.
Dude, I've gotten some pretty great accolades and great response so far in the first 100, mm-hmm. and I just want to keep that going, man. I want to give, my big thing is I want to give the community here and the communities all over, you know, all over the place, just like a great platform to like showcase, like, especially for like the local music and stuff. I want to give people a good platform to showcase their stuff.
Sure.
And for people to get to know these people that are out there doing stuff.
Yeah.
You know, that's important to me.
Right.
And, you know, I just want to be able to get more and more guests, you know, guests of bigger and, you know, levels of popularity, I guess, you know.
Yeah.
And give the listeners something to enjoy. I feel like I have a great conversation. Now, listen to me. Listen to my ego. But I feel like I can have a great conversation with just about anybody.
I'm the best. Yeah. You suck.
I'm the greatest.
You're the worst.
Not as good as... you know, that yoga podcast.
Right. Yeah.
If you ask Leo Weekly, but no.
God, let's not get into that.
But no, I feel like I can have I feel like I can have a great podcast with just about anybody. So, you know, I just want a show where people can tune in, and even if they don't know the guests, you know, they'll know that they're going to be in for a fun time.
Yeah, everybody's super supportive of one another too, which I think is really cool. And that comes out a lot in the podcast, except for Vader Bomb and
prayer line. Boy, that's a heated beef.
Man.
Where's the beef? It's right here.
I found it. Yeah. I know where it's at.
Dude, speaking of where's the beef, I did get a double Whopper from Burger King.
You tell me about that.
The other day, and it was like the best Burger King experience I've ever had, because I think Burger King's kind of trash and I eat there only once in a blue moon.
You get like a burger like that.
It's changed my whole outlook.
And it's like you almost have an epiphany. Yeah. Like it's just your whole life changes. Is that what happened?
Yeah. Basically. And there's one. The only reason why I go there sometimes, I'd be like, all right, it's cheat day, and there's one right by my house. So I'll go there sometimes.
Right.
Like once a year.
Yeah, I haven't been to Burger King in the year 2018, I don't think.
Well, maybe right after we wrap this, we'll just
go get some more Tecates and swing through Burger King.
Swing through the old BK Lounge. Make it happen.
Get a couple fucking double Whoppers and call it a Saturday.
Just call it a Saturday.
Let's just take a bunch of Whoppers over to TJ's later.
Yeah, I know he's grilling out, but like, you know what? We're going to leave the flame broiling to the professionals.
Down at Burger King.
And the thing is...
Ooh, what if he might be doing wings, though.
Oh, he might be. Don't worry, TJ won't be listening to this podcast anyway.
Probably not.
He tells me every day, he's like, man, I've never listened to a single episode of your show. And I'm like, cool.
Yeah.
So
super supportive.
Yeah, super supportive. Glad that I gave you a shout out for your birthday, bro.
Yep.
But maybe today is the day.
It's 100. Hey, better late than never, you know?
Exactly. If you're going to tune in to the 100th episode to hear probably the most profanity.
Yeah.
In a single sode.
Dude, that rocks. I like that.
Dude.
I like to be a part of that.
We're
starting it off right now, dude. What the fuck?
Dude, and my thing is too, is I feel like the first, you know, some of my very first episodes, I was like super nervous about
cursing
or like even just being like too opinionated one way or the other. Cause I'm like, oh, you know, this is going to be for mass appeal, man. Like I, you know, we did so much editing of like dumb stuff, like, you know, like, oh, they coughed. We better edit that out.
Right.
We spent so much time doing that. Now, like the podcast is just like off the rails at this point. We're 100 episodes in. It's like people just say whatever they want.
Gone off
we're just drinking on the cast. Yeah, like it does not matter at all.
Get drunk, talk about fucking Whoppers.
Because you know what? It's all about having fun in this lifetime. Okay, guys, I feel like in this world that we're living in here, people are upset. And they're fucking pissed about something every single day, mm-hmm. or something terrible is happening in the world that's bumming you out, or you drink a Monster energy drink and now you're like worried about nothing.
Right.
But you know, there's so much like stuff that really just kind of sucks. And I want this podcast to be like an hour of fun that you get to have for a week.
Yeah. And like, if you're judging someone for how much they curse or drink Tecates or smoke menthols, you're doing it wrong. You're just
doing it wrong,
you're
bro.
You're doing it wrong, man.
But yeah, I want this to be a fun thing for people. Just like, hey, man, just escape for an hour. Escape
Have fun.
Yeah. So we might be crass. We might not always say the right thing.
A little.
But we love you, listeners, and know that.
And I feel like you and me, Sean, we're always in a good mood. We're always having a good time.
Yeah.
No matter what.
When we're together. I'm not always in a good mood. And I think a lot of people can attest to that.
When we're together, we're always in a good mood. We're always having a good time. We're always just talking about probably the stupidest shit on earth. But that's what I like about our friendship.
Exactly.
That's great.
I treasure our friendship.
I do too.
And I treasure yours. But guys, I think that's going to be it for the 100th episode. I'm glad that we sat down and did another fun, you know, get together
here good.
To celebrate 100. Let's crack another TCAT and
cheers.
Cheers to 100 more. Hold on. I actually have to crack one because.
You got a crack one?
Mine's empty.
Is that the last one?
Oh, the last TCAT.
Oh, damn.
So we're ending the show just in time.
Yeah.
So, guys, let me give you a big. So cheers to you, Joe. Cheers to all your listeners out there.
Oh, you're foaming.
Foamed up here at the Smithsonian here.
Yeah.
But cheers to you, Joe. Cheers to all the listeners out there. And cheers to 100 episodes. And here's to 100 more.
Clink.
Clink. Clink. I'm foaming. I don't want to foam on the gear, bro.
Yeah, dude. You want to foam all over the fucking Zoom.
Dude, what if it was like as soon as I opened that Tecate, like it hit the cables, started a small fire, electrocuted me, and that was the end.
And you just died.
And that was it. It was a fatality right here. I would request, if that ever happens, Joe, release the episode at least.
Oh, for sure.
Be like, sorry for the abrupt ending.
He passed.
he would have wanted it this way.
He would have wanted it this way. For sure.
But yes, guys, thanks so much for tuning in, and we'll see you again next week. Oh, what day is it? Next week is going to be the big Halloween special. So stay tuned for that. And Joe, do you have anything that you want to plug before we go? You got a lot of stuff going on, brother.
Foxbat's doing some stuff. Not anything crazy. We're trying to come up with a title for our... Well, I don't know if I should say this or not. We're going to be doing some cover tunes.
Yeah, maybe there should be a title for a project.
You got a cover thing coming.
You got a cover thing coming.
Under your mother's covers. We don't know. Cover me bad. We don't know what we're going to call it yet, but we're going to do some tunes. We're talking about, we're talking about doing maybe a little Slipknot, maybe a little Alanis Morissette.
You guys have a lot of local stuff coming up here in the next few weeks.
We're doing Versus... CD release show. That'll be a good one.
That's going to be ginormous.
And if you haven't been to the Tiger Room, the Trixie's, other Trixie's venue.
Yeah, dude.
It's in the Trixie's building, but it's not the Gentleman's Club no longer. It's all ages now.
It's all ages, yeah.
So you don't have to see
completely separated.
Yeah. Completely separate. And we're playing with them, and let me get a date. November 10th. I don't even have to look. It's November 10th.
Make it 11:10 on Saturday.
Yep.
But yeah, I like the new Tiger Room a lot. I can't wait to get Trey on this podcast here. We've been talking back and forth. We've just been having scheduling problems, but
sure.
Can't wait to get him on the cast to talk about it. But dude, the Tiger Room is awesome.
It is.
And to me, I know some people are weird about it, but the fact that you got a music venue and a strip club in the same building, even though they're separated off completely.
Like, dude, what else do you need?
It's like chocolate and peanut butter, dude. It is like a Reese's cup. It's two great tastes that taste great together, if you ask me.
Oh, that's so good.
So that's my thing.
Hey, I will say this, though, that last time Foxbat played there, Foxbat was the only band, and there were multiple rappers playing that show that had strippers come up on stage.
That's so true.
They were like, we just thought y'all rocked. So we're like, well, fuck yeah.
We just thought y'all rocked. What if they said that verbatim?
I think they may have said
hey,
something
like
that.
Hey,
y'all rock. Hey, dude, y'all freaking rocked.
Y'all are freaking bad,
dude. Y'all are fucking rocky.
Dude, you should change the name of your band to Rambo because you rock. Anyway, terrible joke. But yeah, also, you have some services that you like to give out to people because this isn't the only podcast that you can boop dials for.
No, I can boop dials for your podcast, your mom's podcast, your anybody's podcast. You got a kid, a sister, a dog, whoever. I can boop your dials. And I actually did a wedding video, some editorial work on a wedding video. So anything that you have that's audio related that you need doctored up. Yeah. Maybe it just sounds like
or maybe you want a sick
shit.
Theme song. Yeah, written.
I do theme songs.
Done the Sean vs. Wild theme.
Jingles. I think you had a really good idea of getting into pro wrestling theme songs, like intro music.
It's the best.
Because, dude, I mean, I already write the most heaviest evil shit of all time anyway.
Yeah.
So, I mean, just
yep.
Yep.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. If you want something like that, call me.
If you're a pro wrestler, call me.
Dude, for real, if you're a pro wrestler, fucking call me. Or if you're trying to get into the wrestling scene and you want to, you know, be one step ahead of everybody else.
Get a sick individual theme.
Call me.
Make it happen.
Shoot me an email.
Absolutely. Well, check out Joe, dude. You got a phone call there, Joe, so I'm not going to keep you too long. But definitely check out Joe Brock. He can boop your dials. Check out Foxbat. They're always staying busy as F.
Mm-hmm.
Playing around here, and definitely check out the Versus release show. That's going to be a good one. Everybody, all of our friends will be there, and I will be there. Pretty importantly, yeah. For listeners of the show at least.
All right.
But yeah, let's hang out and let's have a beer. Sven, if you're listening, go to that show. That's when we can hang out there for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, guys, if you haven't already. It's been 100 episodes. Please like, share, and subscribe.
Right.
If you haven't, it's on iTunes. It's on Spotify. It's everywhere you want to get.
Podcast on the fucking planet.
At least it was for some time.
Maybe it's number one now. After this one, it'll be number one.
Let's hope so.
Yeah.
Let's hope so. Yeah. So, and well, after this one, we're going to be mega millionaires. So
that's true.
So
it don't even fucking matter.
Let's go back to my car and like. Check these numbers.
All right. All right.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, thanks so much for tuning in for 100 episodes. Here's to 100 more. This has been
the Sean versus Wild podcast.